Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
In one moment, a gift most humans never receive in a lifetime.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Starting next week, this is my sec. Bob breaks down the NFL.
No!
Jeff Lutz.
Are you kidding me? You're terrible at it.
Warning!
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
If you're invited to partake of it.
Oh, gasp. I'm so excited.
Stand by for action.
All right, welcome back. One more hour on a Thursday edition, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. Max Power producing and engineering, 869-1240.
I'm going to make...
The IHOP hotline. What?
I'm going to make my semi-annual plea to Max to change out the intros. We've been hearing those for many years.
Well, we'll see if Max does it. Max knows we'd like that to happen, whether he does it or not. I can't control.
It's beyond our control. It really is.
Let's ask him directly. Max, will you do that?
We can't just...
He's avoiding
bring
us.
Bring it on him.
Hello.
Remember, he's got to turn...
Yeah, I had to turn stuff on. I did like 50.
What do you think, Max?
I did 53 of those things.
Now do another 53.
I took away all those boring.
You know what? Do another 10
intros.
And ease them in.
Do 27 more.
All right. Okay. I'll work.
Ease them in.
All right. I'll work.
These are
things.
These are. There you go.
You know,
I have
promos for you guys that are already into March.
We love the promos. We're talking about those show intros.
Yes, the intros. Yeah, okay. I will.
But you're a creative guy. You can get 10 of those done while the rest of the show today.
Yeah, don't even listen to us.
Yeah. We do have a giveaway. John Michael Montgomery, he'll be at Temple Live this Friday, tomorrow. We've got tickets to give away. You can text John, J-O-H-N, to the number 20357, a daily winner for a pair of tickets to see John Michael Montgomery at Temple Live Friday.
We got to get in with Temple Live because they have some good shows coming through there.
Well, I need to work on that. I'll get it done.
Having John Michael Montgomery on this show, are you kidding me?
Well, I didn't know this until...
Country music superstar.
I'll get with him.
Everybody knows I swear and sold.
I'll get with them. Don't worry about it. Why aren't you getting with them? Huh?
Nothing to lose. No, that's not him.
What's
the song I'm thinking of?
Why aren't you getting with them? We're going to pick 9 games as we always do. And here's where we are right now with picks. Still very early in the process. Jeff is your leader. He's at 22-26. Yeah, that leads. And so do his 111 confidence points. I'm now second, 19-29, with 101 points. Duda moved up significantly. He's 19-29, 95 points. The big fella, Anthony, had a terrible week, 1-7, lost 1 point. 17-31 now for the year, 76 points. And Max, who's just been... just awful. 16-32 for a total of 59 points.
Not great. By the way, Be My Baby Tonight was this John Michael and Montgomery song I was thinking of.
Max used to be decent at this, except for his Chiefs picks, but now it's gone off the rails.
He's basically given up.
So today, our K-State Colorado pick is the bonus pick. K-State favored on the road by 3.5. That's interesting.
It's a little interesting. I fear for K-State and their secondary going against Travis Hunter, and we'll see.
That's a tough one to pick, although not for Duda, who's already turned in his picks.
Well, I wonder if he has nearly the same pick I do, because I'm putting some points on that one this week.
No, you'll go Colorado.
How do you know?
I know you.
What do you know about me?
I just know you.
What did Duda do?
Don't worry about it. I'll tell you when the time comes.
If you want.
But those are the picks. We got baseball about an hour after the show ends today. Cleveland and Detroit, game 4. Of course, Jeff knee-deep into that one. Doesn't want to deal with it.
Imagine if we lose.
Well, then it's over. You'll feel awful. But then you'll feel like, ugh.
No, I won't. I can't keep doing this, man. Just give it to me. 1 year. Is that too much to ask?
Why are you making it about you?
Because it is about me.
The whole thing's about you?
Yes, and it's about Jabba Chamberlain also. Did you know?
They'll never win with that kind of thinking.
Did you know the 4 teams Jabba Chamberlain played for in his career are Detroit, Cleveland, Kansas City, and the Yankees?
Well, there you go.
All of them. It's the AL is now the Jabba Cup.
And I'm telling you, we'll look back on this, and I'm not, man, the Mets are so much fun to watch.
Oh, give it up.
They are, and I can't stand the Mets.
You must like them.
But they're energetic. They've found something, and they're. How'd you give up Francisco Lindor? That guy's, he's a darling. I mean, we all love him.
We couldn't afford him. He wasn't going to re-sign with us. He wasn't going to give us the hometown discount like Jose Ramirez did.
Reach into those wallets. And
well, I don't have enough money to sign Francisco Lindor, believe it or not.
And you know,
I don't know if he would have taken a 5-year, $230 deal.
He seems like a really good guy. Really good player.
Anybody can seem like a good guy.
He does. You're going to disparage one of your former guys?
He took a nap during the rain delay in Game 7 of the World Series. Maybe I will disparage
him. Oh, really? Now we're going to
wake up, Frankie. Sorry,
He didn't know when the game was going to resume.
You know,
everybody took a nap.
You're tired? Adrenaline-filled moment of your life and you're sleeping?
These people can sleep at any time, any place, anywhere.
I don't like it.
And then the Royals tonight, they get another shot at it. They face the Yankees. The Yankees have Garrett Cole going against
Cole Reagans,
Michael Wacha.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Reagans will pitch game 5 if they get
that far. For some reason, I thought it was game 5, but it's not, and you're right. It's game 4.
Garrett Cole was not that good in game 1. What will he be like tonight? Because the Yankees are right there. Boy, they got to get Judge going. Why are these guys?
Because the Royals aren't going to let him beat them.
Why can't Aaron Judge do something? You know what I mean?
Because he's probably not getting pitched to.
He's getting pitched
very
to.
Very much.
What do you mean?
Not with pitches that he could really drive.
Of course he is.
Why would they throw him anything?
Have you watched a second of that series?
I've watched some seconds of it.
He's getting pitched, too.
It was much easier to watch the Royals in the first round when the Guardians weren't playing. Now I'm so spent from watching my team. Well, you'll play the first game every day, Guardians, so nobody cares about you.
Well, that's too
bad. And then after those games...
And they were talking about that on MLB radio, that they should play... They should stagger these games a little better.
It's a joke.
Kind of do it like the NCAA basketball tournament. If you got 2 games going at once, that's okay. We can switch back and forth.
They will tonight for a little while.
We should start the games at 6 and 9, or Eastern time.
It's a little late. How about just 4-7?
Well, that's
5-8.
You don't want that.
Tonight we have 5-7.
We'll push it back to 8.
I'm not the schedule maker, but why do the Guardians have to play the opener? Why are we
so? You want the honest answer?
Why are
we
so insignificant? I don't like it. That's MLB telling its fans this team doesn't matter as much.
What are they supposed to do?
You shouldn't tell your fans that.
What are they supposed to do when you have the Yankees?
You think the Yankees won't have an audience at 3 p.m.?
What are you supposed to do when you have the Yankees?
I just told you.
And you have the Dodgers, and you have
the Dodgers.
The Mets,
I get
and you
because
have the Phillies, and you have
the Dodgers, Padres. I don't care with them. They play late because they're on the West Coast. But every other game's
you
in.
You knew the Yankees were going to be in prime time. They have been for as long as baseball's been on television.
Then continue to tell your fans that a couple of your teams don't matter as much.
They're not telling them they don't matter.
That's
they're just
exactly
saying we're going to get ratings
saying
with this game.
What ratings?
I got nine.
You know how to get ratings? The NFL, you know what? When it's Panthers, Vikings, they get ratings. Why? Because every team they tell you matters.
I got nine guys in Cleveland who'll watch that game.
You're not even listening.
I'm too busy trying to think of the next.
And you know what?
When hilarious one-liner.
When a playoff game is Cincinnati and Denver, a lot of people watch that game.
Aaron Judge is 1-for-11. They've walked him 3 times. He's struck out 5 times. An 0.91 slugging percentage. Hadn't done anything. Juan Soto's been a little better, but not significantly better. The Yankees, as a whole, have been not very good offensively. Outside of Giancarlo Stanton, who really did all his damage in one game. That's where you are with them.
He shows up in the playoffs quite a bit.
They're hitting .211. Giancarlo. Write this down. This is interesting to me.
What are we doing?
I'm hard at work.
Are you figuring out that it's harder to hit in the playoffs?
No, I'm going to look at the American League, which I think is inferior, and I've said it.
Is that what you're going to look at?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. And then I'll do the National League. I may have to do some of this at the break.
Why don't you do ERAs if that's what your point is?
I may have to do some of this at the break.
Here's what I'd recommend when you should do it. Never.
Why are you?
Don't do it.
Why are you so upset? I don't know why you can't just enjoy the life.
I wish I could.
You're in
too.
The playoffs. You know, it doesn't look that good for you, but you're still in the playoffs.
You read my pieces of me today?
Didn't read it.
Why?
Haven't had a chance, Jeff.
Come on, man.
Where is it?
I sent it. It's on my Facebook. It's on kwch.com. Do I need to just send it to you directly from now on? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, you just need to send it to me.
What are we doing over there?
Well, I'm figuring out something.
Figuring out batting averages over the course of three or four games.
I'm
Who
just
cares?
I'm just going to give it to you, and you can do with it what you want. You won't care.
Right. I will.
But I think it's telling.
I will treat it as the insignificant, if not meaningless, small sample that it is.
Okay. Here's what you have in the American League so far. You got the Yankees, as I said, hitting .211. With a .693 OPS, so at least they've had some extra base hits.
Sure,
their .693 OPS isn't anything to write home about, but in the American League, they're Goliath. Detroit .216 batting average, .617 OPS. Kansas City .240, but only a .610 OPS. They're not getting any big hits, any power. And the Guardians, 183.
With a 921 OPS.
With a 534 OPS.
Is what it is.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it,
my
friend.
That's an unbelievable 3-game sample you just gave us there.
Well, it is.
3 games.
It is a sample.
Big deal.
The Mets batted .241 in their series. Was a .714 OPS. No, better than any team in the American League.
We congratulate them.
The Phillies, who are gone, they batted 186 with a 598. That juggernaut lineup didn't get it done, my friends.
Again, four games.
The Padres, who have kind of been all or nothing, they're hitting 246 with a 769 OPS. And the Dodgers, who also have kind of been all or nothing, are batting, stand by. I'm doing this on the fly.
Yeah, do it.
244 with a 716 OPS. So significantly better offense in the National League.
Or worse pitching. Why do you look at it that way?
I'm just looking at things because I'm a baseball guy. I'm as much a baseball guy as Fred
other friend. Fred would put you to absolute shame.
Fred wouldn't even know what to say to me. He'd be so intimidated.
Your friend
at the Wind Surge, who you think knows baseball.
I know he knows baseball.
He wouldn't even want to come down those stairs to the base.
Trust me. You think I'm not skeptical of guys who claim to be baseball guys? Fred's proven it. Fred is taking the mantle.
Have you heard anybody talk about 48 pitchers being used in the four games yesterday?
No.
Until you got here?
Until I think he can count, though. That's something
until
I will.
Until you got here? But did anybody think to look it up?
Does that reflect more on you coming up with a stat?
I wanted to go back 10 years and find a divisional series day in which four games were played and just randomly see how many pitchers were used in those four games 10 years ago. To compare, because it really helps to have a contrast.
A little frame of reference.
When you do these things.
Sure.
But I didn't have time.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Had I been a columnist at the Wichita Eagle, it might be tomorrow's column.
And you might have.
Although I'd be in Kansas City covering the Royals.
Yeah, that wouldn't be an interesting column. What do you say after that?
Listen, I'd put it out there. All right, time for a break. We're going to give ourselves a little breathing room here with picks. Now that we do nine games, as
nobody's
I said,
here.
Jeff in the lead. Well, we got Duda's picks.
All right.
Max has picks. We hope we can reach Anthony. He hasn't gotten back to me. We'll see. Our people need to do better, frankly.
You know who needs to be involved in picks? David Michael Hall.
No, he doesn't.
What do you mean? He's on the show.
He's not a factor.
Next year we'll put him on picks.
Not a factor. Love David Michael Hahn.
He's a co-host.
You're trying to shoehorn him in here, and I'm sorry.
I think he could provide entertainment value.
We'll be back.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
The This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
We ready?
All right. Do we have Anthony?
No, he hasn't called.
Well, Anthony, you gotta communicate with me, my friend. That's it, all.
Just, he could always step aside for David Michael Hahn if you want.
Just let me know, big fella. I gotta have the communication. That's all I ask for in life.
It's not much.
You just talk to me, and I'm your friend forever. Just keep me posted. How many times have I told you that?
Zero. I think that was.
How
first.
About let me know?
7 million.
Get back to me.
7 million.
All right, we start in the college ranks, Utah and Arizona State. Big 12 battle. Who would have thought we'd be saying that? But that's our reality in 2024. Both teams with one loss. Arizona State's been a little bit of a surprise. They are 6.5-point underdogs at home. I will start with this one. I'll take the Utes. The Utes for 6. Jeff.
Yeah, we thank FanDuel for helping bring us these picks. America's number one rated sports book. I've got Utah also. I don't know if I believe in Arizona State. Even though I picked them last week against KU, this is a different animal. I've got Utah for 5.
Jason Duda picks Arizona State for 1. He's feeling pretty cocky right now.
Well, for 1, I don't know if that's cocky.
Well, I mean, he's different.
Pretty
I bet,
cautious.
Max, what are you doing here?
Well, I think Utah won't be able to handle the heat of Arizona, so I'll take Arizona State for 2.
Well, we'll see. Anthony will get his pick later, I presume.
We hope.
You had them at 4.5, Bob, not 6.5.
I'm going 6.5, so you take your Arizona State.
That's what you wrote. I'm just telling you.
What's the line on the game, Jeff?
You did say 4.5.
Well, it's 6.5.
No, it's 4.5.
Well, I'm still taking Utah.
So am I.
So
is
Max,
it 4?
You want to change your pick?
No, is it 4.5 or 6.5?
4.5.
Okay.
Dudo made his pick based on 4.5. We can't change it.
All right.
What about Anthony?
Texas. Who cares?
Anthony doesn't.
He didn't even notify me. He's not keeping in touch. Texas and Oklahoma, playing in Dallas as always.
Did we skip one on purpose?
No, just go with me.
Why don't I write these picks down in order?
Just go with me.
So give them to me in order.
All right. Ole Miss. Now, see, what are you, an idiot? Can you not change it up?
I can, but it makes me feel like you accidentally skipped one, because why would you write them down in an order that you...
Ole Miss in Baton Rouge to play LSU. Mississippi, a 3.5-point favorite. Jeff.
No idea, but I think Ole Miss has a bad loss on their ledger, so I'll take LSU for 1.
LSU for 1. Duda picks Mississippi for 2.
Not a lot of confidence in his college
Max.
Picks.
I'll take LSU at home. I think the Tigers can pull it off. I'll take them for 3.
For 3, I've got Mississippi for 1. So
yeah, no one knows.
Nobody feels great about that game. Now Texas, Oklahoma. Texas on the road, not really, but this is a neutral site. 14.5 points they are giving to the Sooners. Duda starts off. He picks Texas.
Really?
Oh, gosh. I wrote these down in the wrong place. You people are driving me nuts. Can I just say that?
You start over, man. Should we go back to the first game?
Duda picks Texas for 4. Max.
Texas is number 1. I like them. I'm going to take all 8 on Texas.
Wow. I have Texas for 5. But this is that kind of game that Oklahoma could... Oklahoma, Texas might be the most hard to predict game ever. What do you have, Jeff?
I have Texas for 7. Oklahoma's just not there. They've changed their quarterback. They're trying to figure it out. But what if Brent Venables doesn't last very long there?
Arizona on the road in Utah to play BYU in Provo. BYU a 5.5-point favorite. We start this one with Max.
Had to use my one somewhere, so I'll take BYU for one. In honor of Danny Ainge and Steve Young.
There you go. I like this. I like BYU. I think they're very difficult at home. I know Arizona has talent, but I like BYU a touchdown or more. I've got them for 7. Jeff?
I am pretty much right there with you. I picked Arizona last week for 8 against Texas Tech. Texas Tech, a bit of a surprise, handled Arizona. So I lose faith now in Arizona. BYU for 8.
Wow. Duda has Arizona for 3.
Why?
He's clueless. Ohio State at Oregon, the biggest game of the weekend. 2 top 10 teams. Ohio State, a 3.5-point favorite in Eugene. I start here. I like Oregon in this one for 3. Jeff?
Last year, this was a Big 12 quarterback matchup between Dylan Gabriel and Will Howard. Now it's a cross-country Big 10 matchup. I got to go with the guy who played in purple, so I'll take Ohio State for 3.
Duda has Ohio State for 5.
Interesting.
And Max, what about you?
Ohio State was held to 7 against Iowa until they collapsed in the second half. I like Ducks at home for 5.
Uh-oh, I'm with Max. I don't know if that...
He's not over, so he might hit one.
Maybe he'll do okay this week.
I haven't had a minus week bonus... yet.
that's true.
That's true. Finally, our bonus game of the week involves our very own K-State Wildcats. They are in Boulder on Saturday, a late start. They're facing the Buffaloes, and they are a favorite on the road by 3.5. I can't remember who needs to start this one. I think it's Jeff.
It might be, but I think it's you.
No, I picked Oregon with the first. Go. What do you have here?
Well, I just don't know if K-State's going to be able to go on the road and win against Colorado or really against anybody in the Big 12. So I've got Colorado for 9.
9?
Colorado for 9.
Oh, boy. Why not just 10?
Yeah, why not? I don't know, but if 9 felt right.
If you're going to go 9, why not 10?
9 felt right. I don't want to lose 10 points.
Duda, Colorado for 10. Max?
Duda's on a 10 speak. I don't know. K-State had a bye week. They might be refreshed. I'll take him in the
so
thin air.
Colorado.
And I'll take K-State in the thin air for 6 because Tim Fitzgerald, I trust him.
Yeah, I think K-State now is going to play well. I think they got their bad game out of the way against BYU. I think they'll continue to figure it out. I like K-State here for 6. I'm with Max.
Diametrically opposed viewpoints on this game.
Right. And that's why the picks are interesting.
The two leaders, I assume.
I'm not buying into Colorado.
They have Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter.
Yeah. And then who's their third guy?
Whoever they want it to be.
Bill Fred from the Wind Surge, well, I think, plays left tackle.
He should.
That's not going to work for me.
I hope Fred's not listening. Fred, if you're listening, text me.
Really? You want him to text you?
Yeah.
What do you want him to say?
Just that he's listening and that he appreciates being mentioned so many times on the show.
Here are NFL games. 3 good ones. 2 really good ones. And one of those is Washington at Baltimore. It's silly they're not in the same division, although they're not in the same conference, so that
would
make
sense.
Baltimore at home, a 6.5-point favorite. Duda gets the first pick. He likes Baltimore for 8.
Wow.
Max.
It's like a double home game, Washington and Baltimore. Even though the Ravens can't stop anybody, just hand the ball to Derrick Henry and let him just wear Washington out. I'll take the Ravens for 4.
Tough game. I don't know how much to buy into Washington. There's a chance we should really be buying into them, right?
There's a decent
chance of that.
Sure.
Like, like they could win the NFC chance. I don't want to get carried away.
Quite there yet, but
I mean there's a chance of that. And Baltimore seems to have righted its ship, although Max is right, their defense hasn't been great. I like them only because they're at home to win by a touchdown, but I don't share the confidence level of Duda or Max, so I'm going to keep it at 4. Jeff,
I just couldn't quite bring myself to pick Baltimore for whatever reason. I don't know that they'll win this game by a touchdown. You can score on the Ravens, and Jaden Daniels never throws an incompletion. So what does that add up to? I don't know. Washington for 2.
Well, there you go. Detroit on the road to face the Cowboys, who are coming off a nice win. Detroit seems to have its mojo. They're a 2.5-point favorite in the Jerry Dome. Who picked first? I think it's Max this time.
Yeah, they did. The Cowboys got that last-minute touchdown against Pittsburgh. Maybe they're back. I'll take them for 5 at home, since they are at home. And I don't trust Detroit.
Ooh, Max.
But Jared Goff, I just don't trust him.
Max. You blew it. You were doing so well. This one has Detroit written all over it. And I like them for 8. Jeff.
I don't like that you're that confident about Detroit. Because I'm pretty confident, just because there aren't that many games I feel very confident about. But I'll take Detroit, and I have them for 6.
That's 2 points away from what I'm
doing. I know. That's why it made me feel uneasy, that you were that confident. Makes me feel like you don't know something. You're missing some element of that game.
Finally, Buffalo facing the Jets.
What about Duda?
Who have a new interim coach.
What did Duda take?
Duda picked Detroit for 7. Buffalo in New York to face the Jets with a new interim coach. Jets are 2-3. Buffalo stumbling around, not playing great at the moment. They are 2.5-point favorite on the road. I like them to get it turned around this week, but not for a ton of points. I'll pick Buffalo for 2. Jeff.
Josh Allen is the man. There, I said it, so maybe Max won't this week because he sucked last week. But so did Aaron Rodgers. So I'm going to take Buffalo for 4.
Buffalo for 4. Duda likes Buffalo for 6. Duda thinks he's an NFL wizard.
I know. He always saves his picks for the NFL.
It's a little bit of a joke.
It's unfortunate.
Max?
Well, he does have 97 points, so listen,
he got most of them this week.
They fired the coach. They demoted the offensive coordinator. Aaron Rodgers is a jerk. I'm going with Buffalo for 7. Ruin the Meadowlands.
And Josh Allen is the man.
I like Josh Allen.
We all like Josh Allen. He better play better. All right, there you have it. We'll await Anthony's picks here down the road. And our picks are brought to you by me.
Always.
Well, they are a little bit, right?
Well, you pick the games.
I like the bonus game.
You narrate.
K-State, Colorado, that's a good bonus game.
I'll be watching it with intent.
I like
that
Bob and I
have. Depending on what happens.
Tonight, yes.
What's that, Max?
Bob and I have a couple of games exactly the same. I like that. The Ravens, K-State, see?
There you go.
You can't be feeling good about that. Either of you, really, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, I'm in last place.
It's like
the blind leading the blind, really.
We don't care what you think.
Are we going to take a break?
Yeah, in a minute.
Got to use your mic.
So we could have the Tigers-Guardians game 5 on Saturday, and then the Royals-Yankees. We could have that.
Could.
If Cleveland and Kansas City come through today. Tomorrow we have a game 5 for sure in L.A. between the Padres and Dodgers.
That'll be fun.
Which will be one of the highest rated baseball broadcasts in a long time.
You know what we'll also have tomorrow? The Friday 5 on KWCH and catchitkansas.com.
Is that catching on at all? Does anybody look at it?
I don't know,
If you're promoting it, what are the metrics?
I don't know who wants to read that, but
what do the metrics say?
I like writing it. Not much.
Well, get it out there. Promote it.
Why don't we have
a TV spot? The Friday Five. Catch it on KWCH. What are we doing?
You know why.
No, I don't know why.
Okay. Well, we'll discuss it.
Well, get it on. Let's go. We've made our picks. We've talked Shocker basketball with Ronnie DeGray III. We had a segment with Cheney coach Shelby Werman. You can always go back and listen to our show or segments of our show on the Odyssey app or at kfhradio.com. Max is good about getting that stuff up. That's a good way to keep touch, keep in touch with what we're doing here.
Absolutely.
You're starting to grip already, aren't you?
I'm not gripping.
Where are you going to watch the game? You want to stay here and watch it today?
No, I do not.
Well, I mean, I don't know why.
I want to go home and watch the game. I'm going to be miserable by myself.
We're going to have it on here.
Well, I appreciate that. And you can text me during the game if you want to.
And then, as I've told Jason Duda, and it's unfortunate, but Jason and his family, except for his son, aren't going to be at the soccer game tonight. So I won't be going either. And,
not even to support Jackson, huh?
No, not tonight. I would go if Duda was there, obviously. So
would you, though?
I'm heartbroken about this. But next Thursday, it looks like I'll be headed out to watch Mays play soccer.
I believe it when I see it.
Why do you cast doubt?
To quote you, there's always a reason.
Why do you cast doubt?
You have given us no other choice but to cast doubt. You've never shown up at one of his games before.
I'm money, man. When I say something, I'm going to follow through.
That's so true.
Well, I'll be there next Thursday.
I believe you, maybe.
The weather's not great. I don't like hot weather right now.
You just looked it up. It's going to be similar next week.
A little cooler.
Low 80s. Not
a little
conducive.
Cooler. What is it right now? 87. Man, I don't want to... You know what I do? I don't want to stand out in the heat like that.
No, absolutely not. Got my AC fixed, though, so I'll be able to...
When did that happen?
This afternoon.
That's about time.
Finally.
Took forever to get that thing fixed.
It did.
I don't know what you all do, but...
They gave us a 5% discount.
Well, that I'd laugh in their face. They gave me a 5%. I'd say,
you know how much money 5% is? $60.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You paid $1,200 to get an air conditioning fix?
Yeah.
How do you like that math quickly done? Here's
good job.
Here's Max. Hello, Max.
Hello, guys. Jeff, good luck to your Guardians tonight. How you feeling? You a little nervous?
I don't feel... Good? I feel like that was disingenuous, so I refuse to answer.
Do you mean that, Max? Because it didn't necessarily sound like it.
No, I did not mean it at all. No, this Royals time, baby. We are taking game four. We're going to be going back. Big Apple for game five.
I'll tell you, The Royals have not looked that good to me in this series because New York is right there for the taking, and the Royals haven't taken.
Agreed.
And listen, I get that we're all impressed with how the Royals have turned things around from one year to the next, but if they don't show a little fight and start hitting the ball a little bit, my goodness, come on.
They've got to hit the ball, which brings me to my next point. You know, bottom of the eighth inning, Bobby Witt, he's been struggling. He gets a clutch hit, and they don't send him to second. I would have loved to have seen them send him to second to try and get him to steal. Otherwise, you're counting on the Royals to get back-to-back hits to try and score him home for the tying run. That Salvi stepped up, and Witt was able to get from first to third, but what do you know? Next guy pops out, end of the inning. It's just hard. I love the Royals. I love the fight. I love the turnaround, but I'm with you. They got to get the bats going. But last night, the pitching, my goodness, get the ball over the strike zone.
They were. How does New York only score three runs? Yeah, nine walks isn't going to win the game.
Get the ball over the plate. 9 walks, too many
good
walks,
luck,
no
Max.
Control on the mound. Hey, the Soto shuffle, tell you what, it looks like old Jeff Lutz back in the day. He probably had himself a little Soto shuffle at the plate.
I did a little things. I did some things.
Jeff would try to emulate that, no question. And then the pitcher would throw around at his head. And
at 72, and I'd get out of the way.
Anyway.
Great turnout for the League 42 tournament last Friday. Beautiful day. Great turnout. Great support. Love it. Can't wait for next year.
Thank you, Max. Always appreciate it. It was a good turnout. Good golf tournament. And we enjoy it every year out at Sand Creek Station in Newton. All right, so we have a couple baseball games. We've got a very interesting K-State football game. KU with an off week. Kansas City Chiefs with an off week. So we don't have them to talk about. But a pretty decent college football weekend.
It's okay.
Coming up. Well, the games we highlighted are all pretty interesting.
It's okay.
What?
I don't know. Is Utah Arizona State? Is that
of course
something?
It is. They're both one loss.
Are you going to lock in on that one?
That's a very good game. What's
I mean,
problem?
It's a fine game, but do you want to watch it?
Sure, I do.
Or do you just want to see the result?
I'll watch some of that game, depending on baseball. Yeah, I mean, if there's no baseball, I'm going to watch more football, right?
I guess that's
unless the
how
Royals
it works.
And Guardians can get something going tonight, I don't have to worry about Saturday baseball.
Nope.
And I don't know if I feel good about either of them, frankly.
Well, thankfully, the score does not reflect your feelings, nor will the outcome. So we'll set them up, we'll play them, and we'll see what happens.
You're so weak when it comes to this
What are you talking
you're
about?
Just weak.
What are you talking about?
You don't grasp the moment. You don't
I'm
don't speak with confidence.
It's fate. Whatever happens will happen. It's already out there in existence. Someone has already won this game tonight.
Really?
It's been determined.
It has. You yes. really think that?
Probably. I like to think so. So hopefully it's the Guards.
That may be the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
Hopefully the Guards won tonight. In the grand scheme of things.
Congratulations to Avery Duda, who's headed to the 6A state tournament. And we're proud of the kid.
Of course. Do we know if it's singles or doubles yet?
Singles, I think.
Well, let's hope.
I'm not 100% sure, but we're proud of her.
And, we are. Hope she goes far in the state meet.
It's good that she gained some of the athleticism from Dia.
Come on. He was a professional athlete, for crying out loud.
All right. Maybe he had something to do with it.
Perhaps.
Thanks for listening. We'll be here tomorrow. Joe Auer, Wichita Heights basketball coach, will be one of our guests. Joanna Chadwick, Vipe Magazine. We'll see you then.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.